From JMI Wealth, look who we found for the festive season, Andy Panda Kelleher. Good morning and welcome back.
Morning, Mike.
Just in time for the HEIFU.
I was excited too. I arrived back yesterday and I was all excited about the big infrastructure reveal. And well, that part of yesterday's HEIFU was a bit disappointing, wasn't it? Let's just break this announcement down into, I suppose, four key questions, Mike. Do the books look okay? The starting point was better than expected because your surplus for the 2019 financial year was high, good tax take there. Over the next 5 years, though, Mike, you're now looking at lower surplus forecasts. You've actually got a deficit next year,
yeah.
And that sort of hasn't really, people haven't really picked up on that. Low interest rates do make a difference. You don't collect as much resident withholding tax. Key issue, Mike, here, the one thing that also has got a bit lost in the noise, all of the projected spending is capital spending. That's them buying stuff, building stuff. But what about operational spending? We haven't, that's the day-to-day stuff. We haven't really heard how that, we won't hear much about that until next year's budget. So they've got to keep some wiggle room for that. Now, are there any heroic assumptions in there? Treasury growth forecasts are lower. That's probably realistic. Again, not a lot of room for any lower patch of sort of growth. If you see growth sort of dip at any point, interest rates, they're projecting those to be slightly higher. One thing that I looked at, Mike, I'm looking at they've got forecasts of the spending in there from each department. I'm looking at the health spending. 2020, $19.366 billion. 2024 spending, $19.366 billion. So no increase in health spending? Yeah. Is that... Really? Yeah. I can't see that at all. Look, the extra spending, we've got the infrastructure spend, that's been talked about a lot, $12 billion of new spend. That's spread over quite a few years, though, only $8.1 billion the next 5 years, $6.8 billion new transport projects. They're holding out on the details. Remember, there's a bit of, could be a bit of sensitivity out there. Remember, they canned all the money for the roads of national significance.
Sure.
So, you know, maybe they don't really want to come out too soon and say they're going to put some of that back. Money for schools, hospitals, $300 million for DHBs and regional investment opportunities. We're presuming that's on top of the provincial growth fund. What does it mean for people, though, Mike? I suppose that's the final question. Well, you'll see some action, could see some action at your local hospital, could see some action at your local school. Regional areas, you get good bang for your buck, though, don't you? You know, you put something into a smaller region and people see it and they notice it. So you probably should see something there. Continuation, though, Mike, of the fiscally cautious Grant Robertson, no new big dynamic ideas, but are they going to get this stuff done, Mike? I mean, can they get it started and can they get it done?
They might have to make next year the year of delivery, Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to get it done. The only final point I would make, Mike, is does, and this is just a question, I suppose pondering something, does our short electoral cycle actually hinder these big infrastructure projects?
Because we... Here's your answer. Here's your answer to that. Go to a five-year cycle, which Britain didn't. Look at the mess they're in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Now, are we spending?
Yes,
we are. Yes, we are. Spending in November. I'm using old school measures for how people are feeling about the economy. What do they spend? This isn't a well-being measure. This is a real measure. If spending is a measure of short-term feeling happy, then it's all going good. Retail spending rose 2.6% in November, ahead of consensus forecast. Look, there's plenty of opportunities in November. There was Black Friday, all those online sales, which suits me. I don't have to go to the shopping mall. Household durables, stuff to go in the house, that was strong. Expect that to continue through 2020. Core activities, things like groceries, also strong as well. So there's no problem on the spending front at the moment, Mike.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 20, and we're waiting on the Fed actually this morning, 27,834, down 46. S&P 500, 3135, up 8. Oh, up 3, actually. The NASDAQ 8629 up 13. The FTSE 100 holding ahead of the general election up 2, 7215. The Nikkei 23391 down 18. Shanghai Composite 2924 up 7. ASX 200 gained 46 yesterday, 0.68%. 6752 was the close there. The NZX 50, 11,291 up 8. Kiwi dollar been strong as an ox while I was away. Mike, look at this. Against the US dollar, 0.6572. A little bit lower actually against the Aussie, 0.9574, coming back from 96 cents. Against the euro, 0.5925. Against the pound, 0.4986. Against the Japanese yen, 71.41. Gold is trading at $1,470.88. And Brent crude's come back a little bit, $63.32. And Mike, I'll just make one observation. America is very strong. The economy is strong. There's new buildings everywhere. People can't get workers. I've come back feeling like Trump could actually swing another win.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, perhaps. See you then. Andrew Kelleher, okay. jmowealth.co.nz.